400 years, doing said that, hung with the hours. The party.
Now you're going to hear some music that is just the opposite of soft music. Can you guess what kind of music it will be? Listen.
Come on and feel it. Feel it, feel it. Radio. Frankenstein. International.
On a journey through sound.
Hi. Welcome to Radio Frankenstein International, broadcasting from Sunderland to the universe. Graham Central Station got us started with their version of Feel the Need in Me. Followed by the trans-electronic sound of Guido Carnegie, with Exodus.
Everybody. Everything I say, you say between two sheets. Give up the funk. Standing on the verge of getting it on. I'd rather be with you. Do that stuff. I'll do that stuff.
Wesley and the Horny Horns, with Between Two Sheets.
My then my art, 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 then my art. Then my heart, 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 then my heart,
each morning at dawning, pretty thing and everything, but
hello, Sam. Hello, Daddy. You back? Yes, son. What in the... Where's your mother? She's in the house somewhere. Doris. Doris. What the hell's Sam doing out in the garden, buried up to his ankles? Oh, Bill, I'm so glad you're home, dear. 3 weeks is a long time. Yes, darling. What's Sam doing out in the garden? Bill, I'm broken-hearted. Oh, I'm so glad you're home, Bill. I don't know where to begin. The day after you went, some kid at school told Sam he was small. You know how sensitive Sam is. He came home, dug a couple of little holes in the garden, stuck his feet in, stamped the earth down, and poured some water over himself and stood there all night. I didn't find out till the next morning, and I said, "What are you doing, Sam?" And he said, "I'm trying to grow." And he told me about this fellow at school. I tried to dissuade him, but you know Sam. Well, at the end of a week I thought I'd had enough. Despite all his protests, I tried to lug him out. And I couldn't. "What do you mean, dear?" He'd taken root. "Taken root? You're mad." "No, I'm not. His toes have started to grow and have worked their way down into the earth."
"You mean you can't get him out?
Surely you can find which way his toes have gone and ease them out." "Oh, you don't understand, Bill. Bill, they've grown all in different directions."
"Yes, but it's not an impossible job."
"Bill, Sam is going to have to stay there forever. Two of his toes have gone under the electric railway at the bottom of the garden and are up in a garden at the other side. Lucky it's someone I know. We'll never be able to get him out. I spoke to the railway company. They refused to allow tunnelling underneath their line. They were pretty mad with his toes growing under the line as it is."
"Do you mean that Sam is there forever?"
"Yes. Yes, Bill. That seems to be it. I foolishly let Sam know about this, and he was as pleased as punch. You see, he's very happy there, growing in the garden."
"But we can't have that."
"Oh, Bill, you know you said that you would let Sam do whatever he wanted to. He's old enough now to know his own mind. He wants to stand in the garden and grow. I think we ought to let him, don't you?"
"I reckon you're right, Doris."
"Bill, go and tell Sam that it's all right. He's worried about you."
"Okay, Doris, I'll tell him."
"Sam, it's all right."
Thank you. The naked and transparent man gives thanks. Amid the folding of all greens left, I give my thanks wholeheartedly for life, for this vermilion tapestry, warp and weft of the blood veins fabric. Its threads are rife, conspicuous, easy meat for knife or microbe and the many ills that kill, and yet are stubborn and abundant still.
Wishart started that section with Musical Box, followed by Ivor Cutler reading Steady Job. Then, Harry Parch with Chorus of Shadows. And concluding with The Naked and Transparent Man by the Brock Elford Project.
Just a reminder that you are listening to Radio Frankenstein International, broadcasting from Sunderland to the universe.
You said that you wanted
Linda Barnes, You Don't Mean It.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The time now, very nearly 3 o'clock. The next program on BBC One, Songs of Praise, follows at 3:15 after a trade test transmission.
revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end. And nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution
comes. When the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is gonna be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Drew Merchant will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Schiffman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straighten heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
Just see.
That section started with "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised" by Gil Scott-Heron. Then, "Test Card, Horizontal Hold" by This Heat. "When the Revolution Comes" by The Last Poets. And "Television's Over" by The Adverts.
Happy day. Havana, Cuba. Oh yeah, I say, did you hear him Petawa smoking in the palm of his hands? Did you hear Iya Ilu booming through the cup of his clef? Did you hear Intinga sanding on the rim of his rest? Did you hear Siti Okuwa stuttering like a goat sucking hoe? Did you hear Bata crying in a Nago tongue? Did you hear Fontan Brahm speaking through the skull of a dog? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Oh yeah, I say, I see Chano Pozo. Of strength, a very fine turn of the head, a very fine tissue of skin, a very fine smack of the lips, a very fine pulse, a very fine in quintro, very fine, very fine, very fine. Is there anyone finer than Chano Pozo from Havana, Cuba? Oh yeah, I say, I see Chano Pozo.
Jane Cortez and the Fire Spitters, I See Chano Pozo. Which brings us to the end of the show.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey through sounds.
Thank you for listening to Radio Frankenstein International, and we play out with The Greatest Love by Lee Dorsey. See you next time.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, yeah. The greatest love ever loved was the love I had for you. Greatest wish I ever wished was when I wished you'd love me too. But I found out that
you were lying
when you said
you'd be mine.
All that talk about
break up never,
yeah,
leave me never.
Oh, it was a
greatest love
we had, a
greatest love.
But I still love you.
Ooh.
I still love you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh.
The greatest hurt ever hurt was the hurt you put on me. Took so long to find out that this love, it could never be. But I found out that
you were lying
when you said
you'd be mine.
All that talk about
break up never,
yeah,
leave me never.
Oh, it was a
greatest love
we had,
greatest love.
But I still love you.
Radio Frankenstein International has finished broadcasting. Please stay tuned. The next program follows shortly.